Hi, everybody. This is wonderful to see you all because this is not a meeting I normally go to. And so you may not have heard anything from me before, which would be good. And I love the idea of the virtual footsteps intergroup or whatever you want to call it. Just knowing that you've reached out to people all over the world and made that a priority or made it available. And when I came into OA in 1982, and I guess that was a while ago. And it's now true that I've been here more than half my life, because I or over half my life, whatever. I came in just after my 40th birthday. In fact, 2 weeks after my 40th birthday, when I had been on, the weight loss scheme that was going to be the last one I ever went on, right? Because I was 40 and it was supervised by an alternative medicine person. I was on a fast for 6 weeks, and then I went to the desert to a mindfulness retreat for 3 weeks. And, so I had been fasting, and then I'd been doing, I don't know if any of you ever got the mindfulness eating plan of not overeating, but since it involved eating like one plate of lettuce for 2 hours, it was really exhausting, like chewing till everything was just like pulp, and reflecting on each bite. And I certainly felt like after that experience that I wasn't ever going to overeat again. And I'd been dieting and binging since I'd been, oh, 15. Like it was, that's when I was first sent to one of the diet doctors and given Speed, which was what we were given back then in the 50s. And also being on, being on basically starvation diet, which has lately been totally, what's the word? Not a good thing to do when you're an adolescent. But I was eating and binging, and this went on basically for the 25 years until I did that final, let's do one more thing when I was 40. I went through a lot of phases. I went through the fat is a feminist issue phase. I went through the big, beautiful woman phase. And I think a lot of you are smiling because, there was this whole idea of like, I was not striking blows against the patriarchy by eating, pints and gallons and boxes. And then there was the eat all you want idea, or the one bowl idea, only they never specified how big the bowl was to be. And I think that there were people, who just, absolutely they did not understand compulsive overeating. So people would say, oh God, now I can hardly remember that I did this. There was a diet doctor in San Francisco, and they called themselves bariatric specialists, and everybody wore white coats, and it was very, you got shots every day. And, you would have Anybody would have lost weight on the things they had you eat, which was absolutely nothing. And I wasn't, I had to wear plastic gloves if I handled food with fat on it. And I had to wear, use special cosmetics because there was some idea that the fat was going to leach into your skin. So it was all insane. And then I think they told me that I before starting the diet, for 3 days I could eat all I wanted. So I came in and I had gained 15 pounds, and they were terrified. You know, it was like, you know, the man was going like this. And he said, "What is the matter with you?" And I said, "You said I could eat all I wanted." And really. So by the time I came to OA, after all this, someone had broken a friend's anonymity and said, you know, so and so is crazy, she's going to OA. And I thought, And I called her up and I said, "Would you take me to a meeting?" And she did. And I would say that that first meeting, my experience was not, I'm kind of a, I was an intellectual snob, you know? So going into this meeting where everybody said, "Hi, Ella," that didn't really appeal to me. But one thing did happen, and that thing that happened was they had a raffle at this meeting, and I won the big book in the raffle. And I've never won a raffle again, but I had that big book, and I thought, I won it in the raffle. I guess I can read it. I'm just going to read it. I'm going to open it up. And I opened it up to the doctor's opinion. And the fact of the matter was, I knew already that I was like an alcoholic with food. I understood that. But no one ever said that. No one ever said that around me. No one, it was just get on the right diet or get your head right or meditate or do something, and this will, I don't know whether I thought I would conquer it, but no one had ever said, "Yes, you are eating not because you're psychologically disturbed, not because of the fact that this happened in your past. It's because you have an abnormal reaction to certain foods, and that once you start eating them, you can't stop." Well, this was like the description of my experience. And it was really, it was extremely powerful for me. And the other thing is that people came and shared at these meetings. Like, this was back, the meetings were an hour and a half. And we had people come and share from, they drove, I mean, I live in the San Francisco Bay Area. Well, you know, people were coming from the Central Valley to share. Or they had, you know, and they came. You know, it was dramatic. People came with the pants they had worn, or the, you know, or photos. So,
10 minutes.
oh great, thank you. So, my first response to the meeting was I didn't like it, and I called this alternative medicine person who'd been, you know, trying to help me for a couple of years, and I said, "I don't like the meeting." And he said, "Well, they've identified the problem, haven't they?" And I said, Yes. And he said, why don't you go for a year? And then, if it isn't working for you, you can stop. No one else in the world could have said that to me, and I would have listened. But the thing is that I went to my second meeting, and this woman spoke, and I was, it was as though she said, it was as though she described my insides. She said something about that, how lost she felt, and how it was though she, it was though she was a table, but one of her legs was missing. And you know, she was adorable. She's I thought of her as a little old lady because she was 20 years older than me, but that's a lot long younger than I am now. And she had been an alcoholic, and she had lost over 100 pounds, and she was just, you know, she was wonderful. And she said that I could call her at 7:45 in the morning. So, and you know, tell her, and you know what you did at that time. You called your sponsor at 7:45, told them what you were going to eat. And then the next morning at 7:45, I called her and told her what I had eaten. And what I had eaten bore no resemblance whatsoever to what I told her I was going to eat. I mean, and yet she was very, she was totally non-judgmental. She was totally accepting. She just said, well, you know, that's all right, dear. Just keep trying. And the fact of the matter was, she basically said that she thought, I don't know, she just thought there was hope for me because I was honest. And I never left OA all those years. And it took me, well, I came in 82, and in the summer of 82, and in the winter of 96, I finally stopped binging, losing my abstinence. And in that time, I had done all kinds of bizarre things. Like I had finally gotten abstinent maybe that first summer, and I decided that what I would do is go off and live by myself in the woods. You know, I somehow got this inspiration at a retreat that I would go off and live by myself in the woods, and you know, make my own tofu, and you know, I would be so far from gourmet food that I would not binge. So I did end up in a small town in Maine, and I was okay for quite a while. There were not any meetings nearby. The closest OA meeting was 35 miles away, and the only other abstinent person was 35 miles away, and she was so unlike anybody I knew. You know, I was in Berkeley at that time. I was your bisexual feminist with a crew cut, and you know, that wasn't really the norm in Maine. And she was very religious. She was, I mean, but she just said to me, well, bloom where you're planted. And she took my calls, and she met with me. And I don't know, a lot of humility got to me out there. I used to go to an open AA meeting, and that was 60 miles from where I lived. And I mean, I would have driven that far for food, so I drove that far for recovery. And there was a guy named Chuck who was so totally not like anybody I ever would have even spoken to. And he also volunteered to be my sponsor. So something about the power of the program and just the willingness of other people to support me, it was amazing. Now, I still was overeating. I was driving in snowstorms, driving at night, going, driving 35 miles to some back town to get food. And I gained back 60 pounds in 3 months. So what can I tell you? I'm a compulsive overeater. And I came back out here, and I wish I knew exactly what it was that made it possible for me to stop. Do you know? I mean, I know there's people who say if you work the steps this way, I remember, going to some workshop once at a regional convention where they said, if people work the program this way, they will never slip again. And I could never say that to anybody. Just do X, Y, and Z, and you won't slip, or you'll be abstinent, or you'll have permanent recovery. I just don't know. I feel like we all end up finding our own path, and that I really can't tell anyone else what to do. I can say what's worked for me, and what worked for me was never to leave, to tell the truth, and to just keep on putting one foot in front of the other. And, now I haven't had to overeat for, wow, it might turn out to be 30 years, I don't know. But I'm sure that to some people, the way I eat would not be squeaky clean and abstinent, and to other people, it would be restrictive. But I know what foods and behaviors don't work for me, and I just try to stay within the guidelines of basically three meals. And there's certain foods I just don't eat no matter what, because if I eat them, I won't stop. But I don't know that that's true for everybody, and I can't say what works for everyone. I do know that I still go to a lot of meetings. I'm probably go to at least a meeting a day. I have people I call. I have people I care about in this program. And I think that should be about it for me. And I'm seeing something, a little clock up there, but okay. So thank you all for asking me. Thank you all for being here. And I'm very grateful to this program. Thank you.